text, Hallmark Channel presents The Seattle Skyline, titles, Advice to Love by text, Aaron Westbrook. Brooke Starnell.
I believe the search for love is a scientific endeavor. And as a society, we've never had more data to process about ourselves and each other. And when we truly understand this data, it allows us to make calculated and informed decisions as we identify romantic partners.
Okay, it sounds like you're saying you've hacked romance.
Well, I mean, if there's a way to eliminate some of the wasted time and energy that goes into dating, wouldn't we all want that?
Okay, Kendall, your best-selling books, Dating and Mating in the Modern Age, and Swipe Left, From Data to Dating, these focus on your science of love philosophy.
Using the mind to help the heart.
Right, but neither of the books mentions your own love life. I'm curious.
If my own methods have worked for me, let's just say I'm still kissing frogs, just fewer of them.
Okay, let's get some questions from the audience. Mitchell wants to know how to get rid of nerves before you go on a date.
Okay, so the physical symptoms for nervousness, the dry mouth, sweaty palms, accelerated heart rate, those are actually the same as the physical symptoms for excitement. So my advice is don't get rid of the nerves, embrace them and reframe them.
Next question we have is from Jill. After a breakup, how do I know I'm ready to date again?
That's easy. Use facts instead of feelings. How do you know if you're ready to date? By going on a date.
Interesting.
Actually, that gives me an idea. Where's Jill?
She scans the crowd. A woman raises her hand.
Okay, great. Hi. And where is Mitchell?
A man behind her raises his hand.
Okay, great. I am sending you two on a date. Yep, my treat. Go on a walk, grab a coffee, have a meal. Mitchell, embrace your nerves. And Jill, see if you enjoy being out with someone new.
Jill nods.
This is kind of awkward.
It absolutely is, but being embarrassed on live TV together will at least give you guys something to talk about, right?
Okay.
Okay. Great, so it sounds like Jill's in. Mitchell, are you?
Sure.
Awesome. Have fun.
Jill blushes.
That was definitely a first. Okay, one last question from the audience. This is from Sheila.
Okay.
She wants to know what you think about romance experts, mm-hmm. like Dr. Lovestruck from Pacific Sounder magazine, who insists real love is all about fate and feelings.
Well, Dr. Lovestruck writes an interesting love column, to be sure, but that should not be confused with real science.
And I'd like to thank Kendall Turner for joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be right back on these messages.
Thank you.
Did you hear that? Mocked Dr. Lovestruck on TV.
He inspires people to fall in love. What is so wrong with that? He spreads hope that at any moment, two people would meet and bam, fall in love.
He provides a real community service.
Exactly.
His mug says Dr. Lovestruck.
I mean, the science of love, what does that even mean?
Who knows?
They drink their coffee.
You know, I should contact this Kendall Turner and ask her some questions. After all, I am a journalist.
Moonlighting as an anonymous romance advice columnist.
Come on, man. Dr. Lovestruck is Superman. I'm just Clark Kent.
Oh, sure. If Superman was romantic.
Superman is totally a romantic. He flies Lois Lane all over Metropolis. That dude knows how to plan a date.
Plus that hair.
You know, the only reason I volunteered for this gig was to show Perkins I'm a team player. I mean, do I wish that I had more time to pursue projects and stories that I'm passionate about? Of course I do. But before you know it, I'll be features editor and someone else will have to cover Dr. Lovestruck.
Oh, good luck finding someone. It certainly cannot be me. I think it's probably better for the people of Seattle if I just stick with our direction. I do not have anywhere near your level of romance. Speaking of which.
Yeah, oh, speaking of which, did you do what I suggested?
I booked the cabin at Mount Rainier.
He lifts his eyebrows.
My guy. And?
His smile fades.
And we are going up there this weekend.
And?
Another smile dissipates.
There should be more.
It's your wedding anniversary. Give her memories that she'll tell her grandkids about. I got it. A trail of roses that leads to a candlelit dinner for two with twinkly lights where someone is playing the acoustic guitar and they're playing the first song that you guys dance to at your wedding.
I don't play the guitar.
I know you don't.
You find someone who does.
To drive out to a lakeside cabin?
It's about the grand gesture. Just trust me, it'll work.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thanks, man.
You got it.
I got it.
You got it. You got it.
Oh, one question. The rose petals, do I do those or do I hire some of that too?
He shakes his head.
I'll do it.
You know you do it.
Thanks, buddy.
He goes back to work at his desk.
He doesn't have it.
A sushi restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so much fun. Every time I go on the show, the best.
I mean, matching two people on a blind date live on camera was a stroke of brilliance.
Oh, I mean, who knows if they'll actually hit it off on their date, but at least they'll get some practice. I mean, half the battle is getting the date.
It is trending on social media, which means free publicity. And the Emerald City Book Gala just reached out,
and they want you for the opening night.
Okay, me next. Is there anyone in here you can set me up with?
It does not work like that.
Well, I wish it did. Oh, you could be my fairy godmother.
Ella, you do not need a fairy. You just need to use your beautiful, wonderful, spectacular mind.
I know. Think my way to finding the perfect partner. I read your books.
Exactly.
Speaking of which.
She raises her eyebrows. Kendall stares back blankly.
Nothing?
I'm working on it.
Publish or perish, my dear.
You know my work takes time.
I do. And as your devoted editor, I get it. Your thorough research is what makes your work so unique. And you're a big seller, so publishers won't forget you. But
just don't take too long?
Correct.
Got it.
Don't worry, you will figure something out, and it'll be your best book yet.
Okay?
She looks up. She forces a smile. Kendall's house, daytime. We watch her as she paces in her home office. We turn to see she's pacing in front of a whiteboard with text, new book ideas. Six ideas are all crossed out. She sits at her laptop, narrows her eyes at the list, then brings up Dr. Lovestruck's webpage that says create your own fairy tale romance. Joy stands in front of a painting in Kendall's home drinking wine.
Can you believe this, Dr. Lovestruck?
Be the hero of your own love story with a grand gesture of affection. Stop traffic. Hire a skywriter. Be bold and you will be rewarded. Can you believe that?
Sounds romantic to me.
Of course it's romantic, but skywriting is just hot air that fades into nothing. It's literally the epitome of not making a commitment. It's all smoke and mirrors, just without the mirrors.
So you want me to agree with you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not, but you are the expert.
I am.
And I meant to tell you, I'm bringing Tyler to your reading.
Kendall jerks her head.
You think after driving around in an ambulance all day saving lives, he wants to come and listen to your big sis talk about romance for an hour?
If he knows what's good for him, he will.
Oh, okay. Seems like you guys are getting kind of serious.
Will you do me a favor?
She picks up a chocolate.
What? When you meet him, will you just be my sister and not romance expert Kendall Turner?
She glares at her.
Kendall?
Okay, I will be off the clock. For you.
Cheers.
They drink their wine. At the magazine offices.
The magazine is sponsoring the Emerald City Festival of Books this year, and we're doing our usual coverage, but I thought it'd be nice to spotlight some local participants. Speaking of which, I have your next assignment. It's an author profile. Kendall Turner.
He hands him her book.
Science of Love Lady. Huh.
You know her?
Yeah, I saw her interview the other day on the morning show. It's too bad I can't do it to Dr. Lovestruck, one romance advice writer to another.
But that's why I thought you'd be perfect for this. Now, as you know, your confidentiality agreement means that you can't tell her or anyone that you're Dr. Lovestruck. But I'm confident you'll bring a unique perspective to this. 2,500 words for the next issue.
You got it.
He gets up.
Oh, and Hart, your profiles often make the cover, and that's what I'm looking for. Keep up the great work.
Can do.
He goes to leave.
Oh, almost forgot.
He turns back for the book he left on his desk. In a bookshop on a main street, we see a display of books with signs that read, Kendall Turner Dating and Mating in the Modern Age, number one bestseller. Kendall stands next to the display. She looks up at the crowd forming to see her sister enter as she points to Tyler behind her. Kendall gives her a thumbs up.
This crowd is incredible.
Thank you for pulling it together.
Oh, anything for my favorite author. I'm gonna look in the back, see if I can find some more chairs.
Great.
Ella runs up.
Sorry, I'm late. A great turnout.
I know, right?
Who was that guy you were talking to just now?
Oh, Grant? He's the store owner.
That's Grant?
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to him on the phone, but I've never seen him in person.
She watches him set out chairs.
He's cute. Is he single?
I don't know.
Well, maybe you should find out.
We did coffee once. The good news? We talked about books for 2 hours. The bad news? That's about all we had in common.
Idea. Mm-hmm. The perfect PR moment. Author and bookstore owner reconnect and start dating. It's like a rom-com.
And just as fictional. Grant is a great guy, but we are just friends. Our happily ever after is purely platonic.
Such a shame. He has such a nice smile.
Yeah.
Grant takes the podium.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for an event that's all about romance. You know, how to find it and how to keep it. I know I could certainly use a few tips. So without further ado, please welcome best-selling author and love expert, Kendall Turner.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We see Hart clapping at the back as she walks to the podium and opens her book.
Ultimately, falling in love is a choice. And being in a healthy relationship means actively making that choice to love every single day. It may not sound romantic, but making a conscious decision every day to love that person, what's more romantic than that?
Hart claps with his notepad. Her sister and Tyler smile at each other and clap.
Sounds romantic to me.
Everyone, we're going to be setting up for the book signing, so if you'd like to stick around for that in just a few moments. Thank you so much for staying around to sign the book.
Of course. It was really nice to meet you, Tyler.
Thank you, Kendall.
I hope you enjoy it.
This was great, Kendall. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll meet you at your place tomorrow.
Sounds great.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. Hi.
Hello.
Hart walks up.
Who should I make it out to?
Larry, please.
Okay, Larry. Well, I hope that you enjoy it.
Larry's my best friend, actually. I'm Nathan. And I already read your book.
Oh, and what did you think?
It's entertaining.
Entertaining.
Really made me curious about your personal experience with love.
Oh, well, you are not the first person to ask me that. You're not even the first person to ask me that this week.
Well, I bet you got some great stories.
Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but I use a standard statistical approach. I talk to a large sample, I gather the data, I try to leave my subjective views out of it and let the information speak for itself.
Oh, okay. Well, your research is impressive.
His eyes widen.
Thank you.
But most writers write from their own point of view, and you have to get that from somewhere. So I'm curious about yours.
Brow furrowed, Ella approaches.
Nathan Hart.
He looks up.
We met at the press club last year. You were moderating the Q&A with Rebecca Solnit.
Yeah.
I'm Ella Carlin, Kendall's editor.
Nice to meet you again.
Yeah. Nathan is a reporter for the Pacific Sounder magazine.
Oh, he didn't mention that.
Well, I know I didn't. I didn't mention it yet. But my magazine wants to do a profile on you. Here's my info. Maybe we can set up a time to get together in the next few days for an interview.
Oh, great. That's funny. I feel like the interview's already started.
A little bit.
We will be in touch.
Kendall stands.
I hope that Larry finds this helpful and entertaining.
Okay. I'm sure he will.
She hands him back the book. He walks away. She smiles and shakes her head as she watches him go.
Wow. I'd say that was a roaring success. Yeah, we've almost sold out of your book.
Well, you put on such a great event. How could we not? I'm Ella, Kendall's editor.
Hi.
They shake hands.
Hi.
Kendall, always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to do it again soon.
Absolutely.
Maybe next week. Mm-hmm. If it makes sense. I'll call you or text or email. Okay. Bye.
He awkwardly leaves.
Bye.
Ella waves.
Hi.
To Nathan's card.
Can you believe that guy?
He's not so bad.
She holds up the card to Ella.
Oh, Nathan. Oh. Don't worry about him. It's a puff piece. You've done a million of them.
Wait, he called me entertaining.
No, that's a bad thing?
I mean, it's a bit condescending, don't you think?
Do not let him press your buttons. It's one interview. You never have to see him again. You did so great today.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Come on.
Okay.
She looks down and flicks the card against her hand before leaving. Kendall's house at night. She rubs her hands together as she sits at her desk and stares at the empty whiteboard that says, New Book Ideas. She bites her lip and narrows her eyes, then cocks her head and looks down at Nathan's card sitting on her desk. She opens her laptop and types. She reads a web page with text, Nathan Hart interviews and a quote, I knew I wanted to do something different and a picture of one of his subjects. Nathan and Kendall at a coffee shop on a pier.
Here's your latte.
Oh.
Almond milk. Extra foam.
Should I be worried that you know my coffee order?
Come on, you're not the only one who does the research.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry to interrupt. Thank you for the coffee.
She told you.
Made our day.
There you go.
Your husband is a real gentleman.
Oh, well, he's not mine.
We'll do the same thing one day. It's amazing what a little kindness can do.
The couple leave. Nathan waves.
It's nice.
My dad used to do that when I was a kid. He'd pick up the tab for complete strangers. You know, I mean, Kara wasn't supposed to tell him it was for me. She was just supposed
Kara?
To... the barista. Her and I, we have this thing, right?
Oh.
So I come here so much. Mm-hmm. I just kind of look at her and I give her like a little whoop. And
yeah.
She knows to just kind of...
You have that rapport. Got it.
Now you're making fun of me. Yes, I'm embarrassed. Okay, I'll quit.
Don't be. You're very clever. Very theatrical.
Oh. Theatrical. What does that mean?
Your shtick. Impress your interview subject. Charm them even with an I'm just your friendly neighborhood coffee-buying journalist approach. It's an effective way to establish the way you would like me to see you.
All right, so how do I want you to see me?
Generous and thoughtful and therefore trustworthy.
Are you cynical much?
No, I am just skeptical about someone who sees what I do as entertainment.
You match two people on live TV. So you're telling me that's not entertaining?
I spontaneously saw an opportunity for two people to open the door to romance. I, statistically, most dates don't lead to a relationship. So if all that comes out of it is just courage or confidence in taking a risk, then that's a win. It comes down to internal compatibility, which can exist, even if on the surface, it looks like it doesn't.
Okay.
He contemplates this.
I'll buy it.
Her eyes widen and dart to the right, down, and around.
Ella, I know what the next book is. I decided I'm going to be the focus of my own research, collecting and recording emotional data directly from the source, testing theories, putting myself in the middle of it all.
Okay, interesting.
Yes.
But I'm still not quite clear on your angle.
The angle is me. My next book will be an account of my own personal dating experiences. Think about it. I've never written about myself before. So I am putting myself out there and I'm giving my readers something totally fresh and new and exciting. And what are you thinking?
It's about time.
Oh, see, you like it? I love it.
Are you kidding? I can already see the promotional tagline. Science of Love author experiments on self.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get the idea?
Well,
oh my gosh. You met someone.
I did. And I think he could be totally wrong for me, but that's okay.
Wait, I don't get it.
This guy is a blank slate. So I can try various methods to test our compatibility without any expectations. It's perfect.
So he could be the wrong guy or the right guy.
Right. I mean, that's the point. I have no idea. Do you see the potential?
I don't know, but I love seeing you this excited, both professionally and personally.
I mean, you know me, Ella. I love a new research project.
Yes, you do.
I'm so glad you like it.
I love it.
Breakthrough.
Nathan pours himself a coffee at the office. Larry approaches.
Hey, save some for the rest of us.
Yeah.
I need my caffeine now.
All right, I gotcha. There you go. Tell me when.
Keep it coming.
Tell me when.
That's great.
All right.
He sips his coffee.
Hey, how was the whole anniversary thing?
Oh, yeah, it was good. Pretty good. Decent.
All right. What happened?
Well, she was super surprised by the rose petals and the dinner by the lake.
I told you, grand gesture, it's a thing.
Yeah. Until Anita had an allergy attack from the flower petals.
Oh.
Then it rained. Dinner got soaked. So we had pizza.
Okay, yeah, you can't account for Mother Nature.
God, you should have seen her. Her face looks like... Even she said she looked like Rocky after a fight.
Mm.
But you know, a dose of Benadryl, a little snuggle by the fire, and turns out it wasn't such a disaster. It turned into the most memorable and hilariously bad, but great, anniversary of all time.
You see, now that doesn't surprise me that something unexpected turned into something romantic. Yeah,
good.
They smile at each other and drink their coffee.
Oh, I didn't even tell you. I interviewed Kendall Turner for the profile.
Oh, yeah.
And it's incredible how seriously she takes this science of love thing. I mean, I have never seen someone so serious about love. It must be for a reason.
Are you always this curious about your interview subjects?
His eyes dart around.
I'm just saying, man. Like, there's a story there, okay?
That's all you're saying. Sure, that's not all that was there.
Don't you have work to do?
Hey, man, I make my own schedule.
You do roll in and roll out. Yeah, I'll give you that.
They walk up the stairs. Kendall numbers signal interest, connect meaningfully, demonstrate worth and establish trust 1 through 4 on her whiteboard. Joy appears in the doorway. Kendall turns around.
Joy! I've been knocking for a solid minute.
I'm sorry, I have been busy having a breakthrough.
Oh, I think I can actually see smoke coming out of your ears.
This is a hypothesis for how to tell through a series of dates and certain activities if I'm with the right person, rather the best match for a long, healthy relationship. I have designed an interactive compatibility test.
So more science of love.
Better science of love. Check it. There are 4 steps. Signal interest, connect meaningfully, demonstrate worth, and most importantly, establish trust.
So basically dating?
No, it is entirely different. I am trying to see if I can track the building blocks of a relationship as it comes together or where it falls apart.
Sounds like a party.
If I'm not willing to test my own boundaries, then how can I expect other people to?
Well, I'm impressed, Einstein.
Thank you.
But it's time for your dinner break.
Kendall glances at her.
Okay.
She sets down her marker and turns to go.
Okay, one last.
Nope.
Okay.
She turns to grab her marker again, but Joy drags her away. The space needle.
So I'm standing in my waders, you know, hip deep in water, and I look up, and all I see is Joy jumping up and down, waving one arm and holding the fish pole in the other.
Okay, I was trying to yell, but the river was too loud.
So I eventually get over her, and she had caught a fish. But she couldn't get it off the hook, so she was keeping it underwater, but it was pulling her into the river.
We were in a national park, so all the fish are catch and release, but the truth is I wasn't actually trying to catch anything. I was only pretending to catch so I could spend the day out there with Tyler.
Aw, I can't believe you went fishing. I mean, that's so unexpected.
I know, right?
I'd have to say, she's a natural.
Okay, so Tyler. Every day is life and death for you as a paramedic. You love the Mariners and the Seahawks and fishing, apparently. But what are your thoughts on art?
Joy raises her eyebrows.
I have no artistic aptitude whatsoever. But I know what Joy makes is beautiful. I knew she was special from the first moment I saw her.
Just 2 hungry souls vying for the last spring roll in wedding reception.
You should have seen how fast she snatched that thing up, smiling the whole time, no regrets.
And then I had plum sauce all over my face, and he handed me a napkin, and it was love at first sight.
But you guys do know that there's no such thing as love at first sight.
My beloved sis, are you seriously trying to correct our adorable meet cute?
I'm just saying people can be attracted to each other at first sight, but it's completely biological.
You always do this. She always does this.
No, it's funny because I just read something like that. The guy who writes in Pacific Sounder magazine.
Oh, don't tell me.
Dr. Lovestruck. He says you can tell within the first few minutes of a date if it's a good match.
Signs from your neuroreceptors, not your heart.
Joy looks down and swirls her wine.
Wherever the signs came from, I'm glad I was paying attention.
Oh.
He rubs Joy's back.
Good night.
Night.
They leave the table and Kendall takes out her phone. Nathan picks up his ringing phone.
Hello?
Hey, it's Kendall Turner.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
I have some follow-up questions. Well, you got a moment, of course.
Saturday, lunch in the park.
She hangs up and smiles. The highways of Seattle from above. We watch as Nathan parks a blue pickup truck in a parking lot in a park with a sign that says Flower Market. Nathan and Larry get out of the truck.
Okay, I'm confused. Are you dating this woman or interviewing her?
No, it's definitely an interview. I'm just not sure if it's a date, too.
Is it a coincidence that you happen to have professional hair and makeup on the same day as your date with Nathan?
You are the one who said I needed new author photos for the next book. Besides, it is not a date.
I thought you asked him out.
Well, I did.
So it is a date.
It's research. It's work.
She poses for a picture.
Aren't you worried you're crossing into an ethical gray area here? As a journalist, I mean.
I had an idea for a different type of article.
You know, Kendall Turner is a romance expert who literally disagrees with everything that Dr. Lovestruck says.
You do like him, don't you?
I don't know, but that's not the point. It is a chance for me to test out my theories, maybe add a little color to the profile he's writing. Plus, he's gonna have a great time. I'm taking him to that pop-up fair and then lunch at the park.
Interesting.
It's not interesting, it's science.
I mean, I can't tell her that I'm Dr. Lovestruck now, can I? I mean, other than that, I'm just gonna follow the same advice that I give in my column. I mean, Perkins loves my outside-the-box ideas. I mean, this could break me out. I can conduct a straightforward interview, or I can pit Kendall's advice against Dr. Lovestruck's, a.k.a. me.
What if you guys don't click? Like, what if you have a nice time, but you don't hear bells?
Hear bells?
It's what my mom always said. You know it's love when you hear bells.
Okay, see, that is exactly the kind of reason I need to write this book. The goal of the first date should be familiarity. Spend enough time together to get rid of some of the nerves. Talk, listen. It has nothing to do with bells.
A flower display.
You see these?
Mm-hmm.
You can't get these anywhere else in the state of Washington except right here.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
So I'm not just getting her flowers, I'm getting her flowers as say, I put forth the effort and that I thought about her because when I look at these flowers, I see her.
He hands the flowers to the clerk.
I'll have these, please. Thank you.
Okay, and the fact that you are starting your relationship with a lie?
First of all, she and I are not in a relationship. We're just getting lunch and she asked me. Second of all, I won't lie. May have to omit some details, but I'd never lie to her. It's like I'm undercover. How about that?
Okay, but what happens when the covers come off?
You're such a pessimist. Come on, man. I come from a long line of romantics. I know what I'm doing.
The clerk hands two bouquets back to him.
Thank you. Give these to your wife.
Oh, she does not deserve you.
My dad bought my mom flowers and still does the first of every month. He says that 10-minute errand is worth a smile on her face. He says it's the reason they stay together this long.
She has no idea what she is in for with you.
No, she doesn't.
They walk away, Kendall still posing.
Good?
Good.
Okay.
I know your brand is all scientific method, uh-huh. But keep an open mind.
I always do. But the data will speak for itself. Let's look at this.
She eyes her as they walk to the camera. At the bookstore, Kendall approaches the front desk.
Hi, I'm Kendall Turner. I think you have some books for me to personalize.
It's great to see you, Ms. Turner. Until I read Swipe Left, I had no idea I'd been doing online dating all wrong.
Oh, you are so sweet. Thank you. It's always nice to meet a fan.
Well, your books are just in the back. Give me a second.
Great, thanks.
Kendall, I was just thinking about you.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the authors. I was surprised to hear that there were so many special orders.
Oh, our customers love books with a personal message. And since you're local and can come on down and sign them, why not?
Well, whatever I can do to make the readers happy.
You know, whenever I see someone browsing by your books, I tell them I know the Science of Love author personally.
Oh.
And she's brilliant.
Oh, thanks.
Then they ask if your books have worked for me. And I have to say, not yet.
He points to his empty ring finger.
You know, I could actually use your advice about romance.
Sure.
He hesitates.
There's someone who's caught my eye. Mm-hmm. We have a professional relationship, but I'm interested in something more.
Yeah, that can be tricky. But do you know if she or he feels the same way?
She, and no, I don't, but I really want to find out.
You mentioned she's a colleague?
She's in publishing, yes.
Do I know her?
He nods. She furrows her brow and nods.
She's beautiful and smart and funny and... Did I mention beautiful?
Yeah, you did.
I don't want to fall in the same trap I always fall into, getting friend-zoned before I've worked up the nerve to express myself.
Oh.
What do I do?
She stares at him.
What would you do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, nothing. Nada. Zip. Don't do anything. That way, if she's interested, she will come to you. I mean, it will protect your professional relationship, which I'm sure means a lot to her. Maybe you should even play
hard to get. Look, I don't normally advise playing games in romance, but in this case, I honestly think your best option might just be to ignore her.
She blinks. He considers her.
Do nothing.
Not a single thing.
She shakes her head no.
Okay. Yeah. You're the expert.
I sure am. Yeah. Ooh, books. Gotta go. Yeah. Gotta sign. Yeah.
She moves to the stack of books the clerk brings over. Kendall sees a woman read Pacific Sounder magazine with Dr. Love Struck's fireworks on a first date article in the park and laughs to herself. Nathan approaches with the flowers.
Hey! What's so funny?
Oh, hi. Nothing. Nothing at all. Aw.
Those are for you.
These are lovely.
Those are a local variety. There's a woman that runs a farm. It's right down the street.
Hey,
she has these.
Do you know who writes the Dr. Lovestruck column? I mean, the magazine can't have that large of a staff, right? I mean, I guess they could freelance it or outsource it, which could help with privacy.
Yeah.
Either way, as much as I hate to judge people, I don't know. I have to say, I think he's doing your readers a disservice.
Why would you say that?
Well, for instance, in his last column, he said that first dates should be outrageous and memorable. Studies show that first dates are more efficient when they take place in a location or environment that is casual or encourages relaxed conversation.
I see.
She picks up an apple from a stand.
I haven't had a Jamaican patty in years. You want?
Yes, please.
Two, please. Yes.
He walks to the Jamaican patty stand and reaches for his wallet.
Apparently, Dr. Lovestruck thinks all first dates should be fireworks and champagne.
I mean...
He takes the patties and they stroll through the market.
A daytime activity, ideally something interactive, creates a space for clear connection.
She picks up a soap.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think I understand what we are doing here.
Oh, do you?
I think so.
She holds it to his nose.
That was good.
I'll come back with it.
They keep strolling.
Bell.
She stops.
Those are more like chimes. Bells usually have like a bing bong, bong bong.
Wait,
bong,
you
bong,
hear
bong,
them too?
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's noon at St. James Cathedral.
Oh, yeah, duh, of course.
You are?
Yeah.
They continue their walk. They sit on a picnic blanket under a tree.
I cannot tell you the last time I had lunch in the park. So thank you for the invite.
Well, thank you for saying yes.
What made you get into this? You know, helping people find love.
A really bad breakup.
Mm.
Like a heart-wrenching, stay in bed, eat ice cream for a week, cry at commercials kind of breakup. But then I figured out the problem. It wasn't me. It wasn't even necessarily him. It was us. We didn't work. And I realized that everyone would save a lot of time and energy. There was a way we could figure that out sooner. How about you? Any bad breakup stories in your past?
Come on, don't we all? But I was wondering, do you think your ex ever bought a copy of your books?
Oh, well, I hope so.
Okay.
He gestures with an open palm.
I mean, it must be hard dating, though, come on. As a romance expert.
Actually, yeah, it is. I feel like people are either trying to impress you or they're really skeptical of you. It's hard to find people who are actually just themselves, but I try to see through all the posturing. Yeah.
He adjusts his spine.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What about the feelings, though? You know, what about the butterflies in your stomach and the lightheadedness? Come on, there's nothing like that feeling.
Oh, that's just your vagus nerve responding to your brain processing anxiety. We are actually the ones who assigned that meaning, so.
He crashes his airplane hand. They laugh.
You know, you can be a bit serious.
Well, you can be so distracted.
He checks his phone.
Do you have anything planned this afternoon?
No,
okay, but perfect. I have an idea we should just throw ourselves into.
He offers her his hand to help her up.
Come on.
They stand.
So, any hints about what we're doing?
Oh, no, that wouldn't be a surprise.
Okay, well, I'm not the biggest fan of surprises.
Trust me, it'll be good.
Okay.
It'll be good.
So, why Seattle?
Why Seattle?
I applied to about 60 magazines, newspapers all over the country, anywhere that would accept me. I was just so passionate about being a journalist, I would have gone anywhere.
Let me guess, you are up with the sun and the first one in the office every day.
Not every day, but...
Every day, pretty much every day. Listen, it's not a criticism. It is just an observation.
She winks.
Bye-bye.
They continue walking. They approach two people engaged in judo on a mat outside.
A judo class? How did you know I'm into martial arts?
He looks to her blankly.
I did.
The judokas roll by.
Oh, you're good.
All right, everyone, let's start with some stretches.
Nathan and Kendall stretch in a judo uniform.
You're sure you didn't dig this up in some old interview or magazine article or something?
I just thought about it when we were sitting down having lunch earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this spontaneity is one of life's greatest pleasures. So, how is this for a twist ending to our first date?
Well, this is definitely a first for me. I'm not normally this spontaneous, but...
Well,
she pops into a judo stance.
Judo camp every summer, buddy.
Obviously.
She saunters to the side.
Try and keep
up. All right, you got this. I got this. Right leg first.
He lunges forward and loses his balance.
Tough. That's okay. Let's try it again.
All right, time to practice your throws. Call me over if you need any help.
She beckons him forward.
Ready?
We'll see.
She throws him down. They both fall.
Wait, whoa, what happened?
That was on you.
Kendall's house at night. She sits at her laptop and glances at her whiteboard. She grabs her marker and goes to it. She crosses off number one, signal interest. She sits back at her desk and smiles at her board. She goes back to her laptop.
Thanks, everyone. And don't forget to send me your marketing and publicity suggestions as soon as possible.
Thank you.
People file out of a conference meeting.
Thanks, guys.
A poster of Kendall's book is on the wall.
Bye. Kendall, I just want to say, I think this could be your biggest book yet.
Thank you.
Ella's eyes widen.
I told you they love it.
And if the marketing team is excited, we are already ahead of the game.
I mean, you're sure it wasn't too early to bring up this idea? I only just started my research.
Yes, but it is you that they're selling. Your perspective, your experiences. Mm-hmm. You're putting yourself out there in a new way, and that's what makes this a whole different ballgame. Plus, we can reserve a publication date. Valentine's Day next year. We'll tease it out to the press during the gala. I'll get you some talking points.
Okay, great. No.
She rotates her wrist.
What's the matter? Don't tell me it's a writing injury.
A judo injury with Nathan.
Judo?
Mm-hmm. His idea, but I did dust off some of my old skills.
Clearly. Okay, so aside from the bodily harm, how was it?
Okay, I think he was trying to impress me, so that was kind of cute.
Boys and girls, get ready for class because it sounds like we have chemistry.
Sure, the chemistry was there, but it's only there because I'm doing all the right things to create it.
Are you sure about that? I mean, sometimes it just happens naturally.
She averts her eyes.
Oh.
Ella raises her eyebrows.
Are you seeing someone?
Okay, it is really new, and I am not talking about it. I'm not talking about it because I always do that. I always talk about it too soon, and then it jinxes everything.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think I need to interview you for my book.
No way. No, I need to save all my stories for the inevitable tell-all memoir I will write after I've lived a full and crazy life with this new Prince Charming that I'm not talking about anymore.
Okay, we're done. We're done talking about him.
So, when are you missing Nathan again? And I guess the real question is, are you going to tell him that he's the subject for your book?
He is not the subject. I am. He is just a factor.
Sure would be interesting if he turned out to be a bigger factor than you think.
She grabs her jacket and gets up. Kendall shakes her head, then purses her lips. Nathan and Kendall stand side by side. They tilt their heads up and we follow their gaze up a rope ladder hanging between trees.
Are you mad at me for making you fall? At judo class, because
this kind of feels like punishment.
Not at all. Accidents happen. But it did get me thinking. You can learn a lot about someone when you share a perilous situation.
Perilous?
Mm-hmm.
Like as in peril? As in danger? Will Robinson peril?
Yeah.
She looks up at the ladder.
Oh. Right. Suit up.
She playfully punches him in the arm. He holds the bottom of the ladder steady as she climbs.
All right.
Hey.
You're doing good. Well, you're doing great. There you go.
She gets to the larger wooden slats of the ladder.
All right. You got me?
I got you. Come on.
Whew. All right. I'm gonna just slide on back.
You're natural.
This is great. I am relaxed. I have found my spot. Come on up.
She sits casually on one of the slats. He starts climbing.
Hi.
What's up?
He reaches the wooden slats.
You okay?
Whoa.
She laughs as he gets to her slat and keeps reaching.
Are you gonna stay here or are you gonna keep going?
I think we keep going.
Of course you are.
I think we keep going.
Wow.
He continues climbing to the top wooden slat. He looks down at her.
Okay, you got up here so fast.
She points at him.
You.
You know, I'm so glad you invited me all the way up here.
Seriously, how many times did you do that?
Why does it matter?
Because the whole point of today was to see what a challenging environment brings out in you.
Ah, well, I think the whole point of today was for you to embarrass me.
No, that was not the point. That was not what I was trying to do. Okay. But it doesn't matter because it looks like the joke was on me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They sit at a picnic table.
Listen, I really enjoyed myself today.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm enjoying getting to know you.
Same.
So nice to talk to someone who doesn't have anything to hide.
Her eyes soften.
So, in the spirit of full disclosure.
Okay, yep. All right, I'm writing a new book. So.
Okay.
I'm making myself the subject of my book and using my own personal experiences with dating as research. Well, it's only fair to tell you since you're kind of part of that now.
He cocks his head and raises his eyebrows, then blushes.
Well, I guess it makes sense now. All the notes you've been taking in your phone.
Oh, that obvious, huh?
Only to a reporter. Only to a reporter. So, I have a question. When you write about me in your book, are you going to change my name to protect the innocent?
Of course.
Can I pick the name? I always wanted to pick the name. I want to go like Rocky or Spike.
Spike. Okay. We'll see.
All right.
Have you ever written about yourself? Made yourself the subject of your work?
I think sometimes we have to. I think we have to mine our own lives for our work and use our point of view. Otherwise, what do we have?
I agree.
Good.
Yeah.
He grins broadly. She smiles, then looks down.
Well, I think today gave me some really good material, but I have so many more questions for you.
Okay. Well, listen, I hope you know that I'm only going to tell you about the times I was a hero. I'm not going to tell you about the time that I hid in my closet and a bat flew in my bedroom.
No way.
Kendall crosses off connect meaningfully on her whiteboard. She smiles to herself, then walks off. Joy's house, daytime. The living room is full of artwork.
Joy, these new paintings are so good. Are they all going to the gallery?
Yeah, I've already got a buyer for one of them, I think.
Well, that's not surprising. Clearly, whoever this buyer is has great taste.
You are too kind, sis.
Joy paints as Kendall sips her coffee.
So, I'm bringing someone to your show.
Joy turns around.
Someone like a date?
Kendall glances up.
You've been holding on to me, sis.
Not really. It's complicated.
Yeah, love always is.
Not in that way. I'm not really sure how I feel yet.
Well, you'll figure it out.
She goes back to painting.
You know, when Tyler and I first met, I went back to one of your books.
You did?
Even though our relationship felt strong, Tyler and I don't make a lot of sense on paper.
Hmm.
But then I thought, sometimes romance is just unexplainable. There is such a thing as a gut feeling.
Pure instinct?
Yes.
Instincts aren't something you can really quantify.
Well, you don't have to. You just have to listen to him when you're around your man.
Okay, he's not my man.
We'll see.
They look at the painting.
It's getting somewhere, right?
She nods. At the magazine offices.
We're devoting our usual coverage to the book festival this year. I'll be emailing you all your assignments with who's covering what. Levi, great layout last year. Do even better this year. We go to print right after the festival, so we're gonna have to be on our toes. Any questions? Excellent. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, Hart.
Nathan stands.
Yes, sir.
I read a draft of your profile of Kendall Turner. Smart move integrating the Dr. Lovestruck angle.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have it fact checked. Make your final edits by Friday.
Should I maybe give her a heads up, just so she's not surprised when the article comes out?
It's up to you. When it comes to your subjects, I'm sure you know best.
He gestures with open palms and he and Larry leave.
Hey, did he talk to you about the features editor gig yet?
No. Why?
Catherine, she put in her notice earlier this week.
Really?
Yeah. Look at you. You are ready. Your path to promotion just opened up. Bigger stories and no more Dr. Lovestruck's secret identity business.
That'll be good because Kendall admitted she's writing a new book. And that our experiences together are going to be part of it, man.
Cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to make sure that she gives you a really cool fake name.
Already did. Spike.
Oh, nice. So does this mean that you told her about the Dr. Lovestruck angle to your article?
I almost did. But it's because we're in a similar situation, man. But then I realized that if I'm in her book, then that means that we're probably most likely.
He contemplates this.
Yeah, we're dating. I don't want to mess this up.
Larry goes to speak.
But then there's that whole science of love thing. And it totally contradicts everything that Dr. Lovestruck writes in his column. I mean, my column, me.
Larry almost speaks.
But then I have this professional obligation to myself and my readers that I just have to tell the truth.
He goes to speak
so
again.
So I'm just let the article come out, and if she likes it, she likes it. If she doesn't, she doesn't. And then we can just go from there, Right?
He looks to Larry.
Right?
You give such great advice, man.
Larry shakes his head. Ducks float by in a pond. We follow a couple strolling on a wooden walkway over the pond to find Nathan and Kendall walking and eating fries.
So a promotion. That is great news.
I mean, obviously it's not a done deal until it's officially announced, but I think it can happen anytime soon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then the seafood is definitely the way to celebrate.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It is the best fish and chips in the city, and that is coming from a local.
Mm.
She pokes him.
I can't believe I never heard of this place.
Mm. You're welcome.
Well, thank you.
They look out over the pond.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Yes, it is. Wow. So I'm going to ask you, you ever think about living anywhere else?
She cocks her head.
I've thought about it. Mm-hmm. But every time I come to the same conclusion that everything I want and everything I need is right here.
Mm. Must be nice. Be so sure about everything.
Maybe it's that, or maybe I'm just overly cautious about the unfamiliar.
I mean, you're about to put yourself into a new book that millions of people are reading.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call it cautious. Crazy.
I will do anything for a good experiment, okay?
I hear you.
She folds her arms and looks at the pond.
Look, I did want to say thank you for being so supportive, especially since I didn't tell you about it at first.
He looks down and hesitates.
What can I say? Spike is a supportive guy.
They smile at each other. When she turns away, his smile fades and he lowers his head. Kendall enters Joy's living room filled with paintings.
Smells delicious.
Ugh, Tyler is a great chef, which is wonderful since we all know that I can't even boil water.
She hands Joy a wine bottle.
What are you making?
Vegan chili. I'm trying to perfect the recipe. It all comes down to paprika.
Wait, are you vegan?
He is sometimes. We're working on it. Oh, how's your new book coming along?
Good. Fine.
Joy looks up.
Good.
That was convincing.
Hey, I read one of your books.
Oh, you did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
I like what you said about how unique every relationship is, because the way two people come together is specific only to them.
The match principle.
Yeah, that made a lot of sense to me, because Even though we're so different.
Together we make sense.
Let's just say vegan chili was not in my kitchen repertoire before this one came along.
Now, if I can only get you to eat it.
Baby steps.
Oh, guys, before I forget, they gave me a couple of extra passes to the gala because I'm speaking.
Ooh.
Including the opening night party. You want them?
Absolutely.
So it's like a book party?
Kind of.
Awesome.
This is going to be so much fun. Thank you.
Of course.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They drink their wine.
Do you want to try some?
Yes.
Ella and Kendall walk through a clothing store.
Ooh.
Ella picks up a shiny silver dress.
It's silver.
I see that.
It'll be memorable.
That's one word for it.
Well, I like it.
Well, it would look great on you.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Ella takes another look before putting it back.
I'm actually kind of nervous about this event.
Why? You do speaking engagements all the time.
Yeah, I know, but I don't normally talk about my work before it's finished. Also, this is so personal.
Don't overthink it. Just be your natural, charming self. I arrange for a car to pick you up, and I will meet you at the venue to walk you in.
Huh. You could drive with me if you want to.
Well, my date is actually picking me up.
Kendall leans back.
Wait, you're bringing a date to the gala?
Mm-hmm.
She nods.
Is it the mystery man?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are like approaching official couple territory now.
It's so weird. I feel like I'm finally with someone I can actually be serious about.
What about you?
Anyone special cheering you on from the audience? A certain reporter, perhaps?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a work event for both of us since he's covering the gala for the magazine.
Kendall Turner, mm-hmm. All the more reason to make a bold choice. Do not miss an opportunity to be dazzling.
Okay.
She holds up a shiny jacket.
Actually, it could make for good research. Explore how environmental elements impact the way two people spend time together.
Kendall takes the jacket and holds it up to her.
You know, we're a love expert. Sometimes you take the romance right out of things.
My book is the priority.
She hands it back to her.
Should it be?
Kendall looks straight ahead, but Ella playfully inches the jacket closer and closer to her. We move from a crystal chandelier down to see Nathan and Kendall enter a tasting room.
Wow. This place is beautiful.
Now I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Wine tasting, how original. Well, I have been honing my skills for the past couple years,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that wining and dining is an essential part of every romantic relationship, so I am going to guess your taste.
He gestures to a table.
Based on what?
He moves her chair out for her.
I do martial arts and climb rope?
Pretty much.
They sit.
Bold move, Mr. Hart.
Well, if you haven't noticed, bold is pretty much my thing.
She wrinkles her nose.
As we move down the line, we go from sweet to dry, and lacy and light, to robust and chewy.
Hmm.
Chewy.
Oh, it means earthy and rich.
My advice? Let the wine speak to your senses. Let your taste buds find the flavor of sunlight or dirt. And if your spirit sings, well, then you'll find the flavor of your heart. And one cannot live a fulfilling life without it.
Well, thank you for that.
The waitress leaves.
There's someone who's passionate about their work.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you think you'll ever write about something other than the science of love?
Yeah, I mean, I think about what will happen when I settle down, get married, kids, get older. And so far, that all seems like territory I can't wait to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I do think about teaching sometimes, too.
See, I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
Professor Turner.
Has a nice ring, right? Maybe one day.
Do you ever worry about making a relationship last?
He half grimaces.
Odds aren't terrific.
I love the idea of growing old somewhere. Having a family, creating decades of memories. Two people just side by side growing old together. I want that epic love. I mean, who wouldn't?
What if it's not epic? What if it's just cooking dinner and carpool and temper tantrums and I don't know, paying bills and picking out a new carpet? Can you stick out the day-to-day regular life?
That's what makes it epic.
A couple approaches them.
Excuse me, Miss Turner?
Oh, remember us?
Oh my gosh, yes. Jill and Mitchell.
Sorry to bother you. We just wanted to come over and say hello and thank you for introducing us that day.
Ah, okay. So you're the couple from Seattle today that she matched on air.
So we took your advice, went for coffee. Why not, right?
And we just couldn't stop talking.
Turned out to be the best day of our lives.
I am so glad it worked out.
You saw something in us. I don't know how, but thank goodness you did, because you were right.
We're so grateful.
Thank you, Miss Turner.
Ah, oh, my pleasure. Bye.
They leave. Kendall turns back to Nathan, shaking her head and blinking.
Wow. Well, that was nice.
He shakes his head.
That was epic.
I believe it's time for the lady to make her choice.
Yeah, I think I like that one.
The Cabernet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no. This one.
The 2018 blend.
She smiles.
It's a wonderful wine. One that a gentleman correctly guessed would be your favorite. Well done, sir.
How did you know that?
Well, you're not the only one that's taken notes when we're together. And I know you also don't like surprises.
You probably would have gone for something a little more well-known.
It's basically the same thing you did when you matched two perfect strangers.
Well, I didn't necessarily know that they would hit it off. I just knew that they had one thing in common. Dating nerves.
Be that as it may, they look very happy. Now, come with me.
He picks up the wine.
Where are we going?
You'll see.
He offers her his arm.
Okay.
She gets up, grabs her jacket, and they walk out. We move from a crystal chandelier in a tree down to Nathan and Kendall at a table.
Wow.
He pours the wine.
Well, we did the wining. Now it's time for the dining. Oh. Cheers.
Cheers. This is gorgeous.
Well, I figured it was time.
Time for what?
Time for a full-on, unabashed, top-to-bottom romantic dinner.
He nods to the side.
Oh, you're good.
Well, it's not every day that a guy gets to try his moves on a science of love guru.
He reaches his hand across the table. She takes it.
Well, it is pretty enchanting.
She smiles. He nods and looks down, then gazes at her.
That means a lot. Coming from you.
He grins. She blushes and smiles. They look longingly at each other. The foyer of the Pacific Sounder magazine from above. Larry walks up the stairs past Nathan, who is standing on the landing.
Hey, man. You going up or down?
He turns back to see Nathan hasn't moved.
Earth to Nathan. What are you doing out here?
Nathan finally looks up.
I don't remember.
Are you okay?
He stares blankly.
Yeah, I think.
Is this about Kendall Turner? Have you succumbed to her science of love ways?
It was just a simple profile puff piece, and I turned it into an interrogation of her methods, and then we had a great time. Now I don't know.
You fell for her?
I guess I did.
What are you gonna do about it?
That I don't know yet.
He walks up the stairs.
Oh, hey. If you need some advice, you should ask that Dr. Lovestruck guy. He knows what he's talking about.
You would say that.
Mr. Perkins sees them.
Nathan, there you are. Been looking all over for you. Hi, Lewis.
It's Larry.
I need you to come to the board meeting tomorrow. There's been an uptick in the web traffic for the last few Dr. Lovestruck columns. Matter of fact, the numbers are the highest they've ever been. And the board would like to meet Dr. Lovestruck in person.
I'm glad to hear it.
I mean, I don't read the column myself. After three marriages, I'm pretty much an expert on romance.
They glance at each other.
But my assistant tells me that the advice has just gotten better.
I'm glad your assistant can find it useful.
It's not just him. Metrics don't lie, Nathan. My office will be in touch with the meeting details.
It was good speaking with you.
Yeah, you too, Lionel.
It's Larry.
He lowers his head. Nathan pats him on the back.
It's not funny.
We see one of Joy's paintings hanging on the wall as Kendall walks through the gallery. She spots Joy and walks to her.
Joy!
They hug.
Oh, this is beautiful. Congratulations.
I've already sold 4 paintings. Can you believe it?
I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
Wait, where's Tyler? He's
over there. He has been working in the room like he is my agent. He probably deserves credit for half the sales.
Oh, amazing. But wait, where should I start?
Oh, well, I'd start by grabbing a glass of champagne.
Noted.
And then start over here. All my stuff is on this side of the room.
This is so exciting. Okay, I'll see you in a bit.
See you.
Okay.
She walks to the table and grabs a glass of champagne. We see Joy and Tyler chatting in the crowd. We see a peach and green painting of a woman and a palm tree that Kendall's enjoying. Nathan walks up.
What's up?
Hi.
He stands next to her in front of the painting.
What do you think?
It's Joyce.
Tell me what you think and I'll tell you if it's one of Joyce.
He observes the painting.
I like it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I'm sure Joy will be glad to hear that you like it.
Well, I look forward to meeting Joy.
Yeah, she's right over there with Tyler.
She points to them.
Well, I must say, inviting me to her show, I'm flattered. And meeting your sister, that's a serious step.
A crucial one.
Yeah, because your book says, our family and friends, they give us perspective.
Oh, Perspective we sometimes lose when we're caught up in our feelings. They provide a good counterbalance.
Well, I know how important she is to you.
She pouts slightly.
Come on, let's go meet her.
Okay.
He takes her hand and they walk over.
Joy.
Hey.
This is so nice to finally meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Nathan.
Tyler. Pleasure. Thanks.
We see hands typing on a laptop with text, Dr. Love Struck, when it's time to meet the family. Nathan rubs his neck and stretches his elbow. He looks to the left on his desk and spots Kendall's book. He picks it up. He opens it and starts reading. Kendall crosses off number 3, demonstrate worth on her whiteboard. In the Pacific Sounder magazine offices, Nathan appears at Mr. Perkins' door.
Nathan, what can I do you for?
Couple minutes to chat?
Yes, of course. Come in, right. Sit down, take a seat. I think I know what this is about.
Actually?
Features editor. You know the position is opening soon and you want to let me know that you're interested in the job, yes?
Yes, I'd very much like to be considered for that position.
I know. I pride myself on keeping up with what's going on around here. And I don't mind telling you, that's one of the reasons I'm introducing you to the board today. That way, when I make my recommendation that we make you features editor, they can put a face to the name.
Does that mean?
Yeah. You've got the job. No sense keeping you in suspense when you're clearly in knots about it.
Thank you, sir. I don't know what to say. This is tremendous news. Thank you, Mr. Perkins. I promise you that I will work so very hard to make you and this magazine proud.
I know you will. Oh, and by the way, it's your responsibility to find someone to take over as the new Dr. Lovestruck, though I expect you to continue to oversee it and keep it anonymous, of course.
Of course, but that's not why I came in here today.
Oh?
He furrows his brow.
No, it's about the Kendall Turner profile.
Okay.
He clasps his hands to attention.
After I wrote it, Miss Turner and I kept seeing each other on a more personal basis.
Hart, are you telling me you're dating your interview subject?
Yes, sir.
Well, have you altered the profile in any way because of this personal relationship?
No, I am totally objective in my reporting.
Then I don't see a problem.
Then I say, great.
They shake hands.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah, of course, I don't have to warn you about the disadvantages of dating a writer since you have that in common.
No, sir, you do not.
Everything is copy.
Thank you.
He walks out. Mr. Perkins watches him go. From behind flowers, we see Kendall walking with a bag of flowers down the street. She gets a text from Nathan that reads, "Any chance you're free? Have something I want to tell you." At an outdoor cafe, Nathan is waiting at a table. Kendall appears.
Hey.
He gets up. She sees him.
Hey, no. Sit.
How are you?
Well, this is a nice surprise.
Yes, and I'm sorry it's so last minute. Just, there's something I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
So there...
Can I get you anything?
Oh, just an iced tea for me, please.
I'm good. Thank you. Okay. So, that is a nice dress.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like yellow on.
Her eyes narrow.
Is this your way of buttering me up for something? What's going on?
No. I actually wanted...
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
She sips her tea.
Okay, the reason why I had you come out here today, so rushed and everything, is because I wanted to tell you that I have...
Oh my gosh, you got the promotion.
Yeah, yes, I did.
Oh, I am so happy for you. Wait, features editor, right? Yes. Tell me all the details. What does that mean for you?
It means that a few things about my job will change, mm-hmm. but a few things will stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
But there is definitely one thing that I will have to give up.
She spots something.
What?
This guy, he's really nice, and he's always been a really big supporter, but I'm pretty sure he has a crush on me, and he's here.
Really?
The last time I saw him, I think he was going to ask me out and got really awkward, but I do feel bad for him. So if he comes over here, just...
A woman approaches Grant.
Oh, great.
He kisses the woman.
Stop looking.
Don't feel bad for him. I think he's on a date.
What?
She looks again. Grant points to them. The woman turns. It's Ella.
Oh.
She blinks. Grant and Ella wave. Kendall waves back.
That's Ella, my editor. I knew she was seeing someone, but she didn't tell me who it was.
Okay.
Here they come.
Hi.
Busted. Nathan, you remember Ella Carlin, my editor, and this is Grant, the owner of Book Salad.
Oh, you... Great store, dude.
Oh, well, thank you.
Is this
the mystery man?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She grabs Grant's arm.
So, when did this happen?
They sit.
Well, as you know, we met at your reading,
mm-hmm.
and there was a spark. And I thought I was being clear that I was interested in him.
Which she was. And then I asked your advice about asking mm-hmm. someone out.
Yeah.
And you said to do absolutely nothing. Lo and behold, it worked.
Look at that.
I got so tired of waiting for him to call, I called him.
Yeah, science of love expert strikes again.
Boom.
And it's nice to see you again as well, Nathan.
Likewise, Ella.
We're excited to read the profile you wrote. Oh, Nathan is the reporter doing the piece on Kendall.
Oh.
It should be out soon, right?
Next week.
And you'll be at the gala, too?
You know it.
He smiles.
Great.
Kendall blushes.
Would anybody like to order any food?
Oh, absolutely.
Nathan glares at Kendall.
Sorry.
He raises his eyebrows and bites his lower lip. They look at the menu. Nathan and Kendall walk down a street.
Well, that was a surprise.
Yes, but I'm glad Grant didn't let his crush on you hold him back.
You just had to bring that up, didn't you?
Come on, of course I did.
Suffice it to say, my instincts were a bit off on that one.
Just a little bit. But it's okay. Nobody's right 100% of the time, not even an expert.
Hey, I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to celebrate your happy news. And wait, wasn't there something else you wanted to tell me?
Yeah, it's just something I'm working on I wanted to share with you, but it can wait.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, I was actually thinking that if you're not busy or, you know, too swamped with work after my event, maybe we could grab dinner, just us. I mean, I promise I won't take notes.
Yes.
She smiles.
Great.
Yes.
I'll text you.
All right.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Actually, Kendall.
She turns.
It'll probably be a little romantic. So you may want to take notes.
She laughs and turns to go.
Okay.
In her home office, she closes a folder to reveal a poster on her desk that reads Kendall Turner Do As I Say and As I Do, How the Science of Love Worked for Me cover mock-up. She looks to her whiteboard, grabs the marker and crosses off number 4, Establish Trust. She turns, taps her marker in her hand and smiles. Ella writes in a notebook in a cafe. Kendall approaches and slaps a folder in front of Ella and sits.
It's done.
Well, happy Saturday to you, too.
The whole proposal, already. All done, all finished.
Do as I say and as I do, How the Science of Love Worked for Me.
A working title.
I like it.
But does this mean...
Kendall's eyes widen.
It sounds like you're saying you fell in love.
No. I mean, I guess it could be interpreted that way, but it's really just meant to suggest that I took my own advice and here's what happened. Look, here's the table of contents.
And look at the journey.
Mm-hmm. What? A romance author in love. I'm sorry, but this is going to be great PR for the book.
Gosh, you need to stop. Just because you are head over heels does not mean everyone else is.
Not everyone else. You. I saw you guys. Sparks, chemistry, compatible biochemical reflexes, or whatever it is you call it in your book. You guys have it. This is a good thing, right? You're happy?
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm happy. I do want to see where it goes.
Oh, so do I. So do your readers. Art imitating life, imitating art. Are you going to give a copy to Nathan?
Oh. She looks down.
I don't know.
Well, if you're serious about him, why not? That way it's all out on the table.
You know, you're probably right. Plus, he's a writer too, so he can give me helpful feedback.
Bingo. Yeah.
Ella picks up the folder and starts reading, then raises her eyebrows at Kendall.
Oh, are you reading now? You want me to, is my cue to go? Just let me know what you think.
I will, okay.
Bye.
She leaves and Kendall reads. Nathan opens his apartment door.
Hey. Hi.
Hi.
I brought you something. I could have left it at the office for you, but I really wanted to make sure you got it today.
I'm glad you called. A few things I want to talk to you about as well. All right, come on in, please.
She walks in.
Looks like you're working today.
Yeah, editing an article. Can I get you anything?
Just your honest opinion. I think that you should read my book proposal.
She hands him a folder.
Since my experiences with you are a major part of it, and you know, even if this doesn't continue, they'll still be part of my work. So in the interest of full transparency, and because I want you to trust me, and because I think it's only fair for you to see it, I think you should do so.
And there's some things I want to talk to you about as well. I mean, I wanted to wait and come over. Take you out, but I mean, since you're here, let me grab you some coffee and you can have a seat and we can hash it out and talk about everything.
Sounds great.
All right.
She puts down her jacket.
Almond milk, right?
Right.
He goes to his coffee machine. Sitting down, she looks at his coffee table. Her eyes settle on a paper that reads Dr. Lovestruck with a few pen markings.
Do you edit the Dr. Lovestruck column?
She points to the paper.
Not exactly. That's what I wanted to tell you.
She looks to his computer with an open Lovestruck article on it. She stands.
Technically, I'm contractually obligated to not reveal my identity, but since...
Wait, are you Dr. Lovestruck?
I was going to tell you, but the magazine keeps it anonymous. But listen, now that I got a promotion, someone else has taken over the column. I was going to tell you the other day, but we got interrupted by Ella... and Grant.
She purses her lips.
And the irony is that the column has never had more readers since you and I've been seeing each other. It's like the column got better. I think it's because of you.
That is ironic. Also ironic is the fact that I was doing research for my book while you were doing research for the column, but the difference is I was totally upfront with you about it.
I know. I know.
I feel like you haven't been honest with me.
Look, I'm sorry I didn't tell you earlier, okay? But I was trying to stay truthful to my work and stay committed to what I was doing there.
I think I need to go.
Kendall.
She grabs her jacket.
Come on, just...
You know, what's funny is I actually built a whole chapter around building trust. Turns out I was completely wrong.
No, just read my column, okay? You'll see. Look, I learned so much from you. You can trust me.
She walks out. He watches her go. She shoots one last glare at him before she leaves. He picks up her folder. She storms into her home office and erases everything on her whiteboard. She stands looking at the blank board, eyes welling with tears. Kendall's house, daytime. Kendall sits on the couch tapping a pencil. She closes her notebook and opens her laptop. She opens the Dr. Lovestruck website when Joy walks in with coffee.
Your devoted sister's here with sustenance and caffeine to get you through your day.
Thank you.
Also, maybe borrow an outfit from your closet just to shake things up.
Oh, take anything you want.
Joy studies her.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, you're not. I know you.
Joy sits.
No, seriously, I'm fine.
What happened?
Kendall rolls her eyes.
Nathan. I had all of these feelings for him, feelings I haven't had for anyone in a really long time.
Joy smiles.
You love him.
What?
You heard me. You love him. You set out to test your theories on how to find the right partner. You did it. Your method worked.
No, not really. I mean, the fact that I fell for someone who was keeping things from me is proof that I have to throw the whole book out. And there's no way I can get up there tonight and talk about my work knowing that it's all wrong.
Kendall, you may be the science of love guru, but as your sister, I'm an expert in the science of you. I've watched you and Nathan together. I've seen how happy you've been these past few weeks.
Kendall lowers her eyes.
It's gonna be there tonight, right?
Yet again, our work brings us together.
Yet again, maybe it's fate. Well, you tried it your way and look what happened. So maybe stop trying to intellectualize it and go with your feelings.
She throws a pillow at her.
Well, that felt good.
I'm just saying, you have a chance to talk to him tonight and hear him out. For once, don't worry about blood pressure or heart rate. Trust your instincts. Now, it's time for hair and makeup and choose my dazzling outfit.
Can't I just wear sweats instead?
Oh, girl, you got it bad.
Okay, let's start with makeup.
Joy pulls her off the couch. Signs point to a building that say Book Gala, enter. Joy and Tyler enter the gala followed by Kendall in a bright pink dress. Ella walks over to greet her with champagne.
Hi.
You look stunning.
Thank you. Joy pulled it all together, so.
Well, I guess it really pays to have a sister who's an artist.
She scans the crowd.
Looking for somebody? I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, no, I wasn't. But look, we need to talk. There's a problem with the book.
What? Don't be silly here. Come on. I'm going to take you upstairs. We're going to relax. I'll get you situated before the Q&A. Come on.
They walk up the stairs as Nathan walks into the gala in a suit. He spots Larry and walks to him.
Larry.
Hey.
Got a favor to ask you?
Yeah, anything for you.
All right.
You should tell me what it is first.
Okay. Any chance you can help Dr. Lovestruck with one last romantic gesture before he retires?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's do it.
They walk off. As people take their seats, a woman stands on a stage with two blue chairs.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Emerald City Book Gala's opening night.
We see Ella and Grant, Joy and Tyler, and Nathan in the crowd.
We'll be kicking off the evening with a Q&A with author Kendall Turner.
Kendall walks on stage.
Hi.
They sit in the chairs.
Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Before we get to audience questions, I was wondering if you could give us a preview of your new book. A little birdie told me it's a real departure from your previous books.
Sure. Well, I wanted to do something different this time around. So instead of interviewing other people, I decided to make myself the subject.
What do you mean exactly?
I made myself, my feelings, and my experiences with dating the focus of my research. And let me tell you, it was definitely a different experience writing about yourself.
And what did you find?
She looks out to the crowd.
Well,
Ella gives her a thumbs up.
I guess you just have to read the book to find out. Yeah.
At the author's request, we'll be devoting the bulk of our time tonight to.
I gave the guy $20 to turn off all the audience mics. This is the only one that's on.
Authors in the audience with microphones. So if you have a question, just raise your hand and.
I have a question.
Heads turn to find Nathan, who steps into the aisle. Kendall turns to him, face tense.
It's about forgiveness.
Nathan, what are you doing?
It's also about trust. I've read your work, Miss Turner, and I know from personal experience that you put your heart into everything you do in your life. Your research, your work, and the people you care about the most. And I was a very, very lucky man to be one of those people.
She smirks briefly.
You were one of those people.
And you are the best thing that ever happened to me. Now, I know we have very different approaches on our feelings toward each other, but I learned so much from you. And I know that a grand gesture is still a good way to show someone you love them.
She smiles. He holds out his hand and Larry puts a rose in it.
This is how I'm going to say, I love you, Kendall Turner. Will you let me show you how much I love you? Will you give me that chance?
Yes.
He walks to her and hands her the rose. She smells it and touches his cheek. Later on at the gala, Nathan approaches Kendall.
So was that too much?
Absolutely.
I want to tell you, I read your new book proposal.
And?
I think Spike is one lucky guy.
Yes, he is.
They kiss. They dance in the crowd.